Good evening, and thank you for using Descriptive Audio Description Service at this performance of the Tony Award-winning musical, The Book of Mormon, with book, music, and lyrics by Trey Parker, Robert Lopez, and Matt Stone. The Book of Mormon is directed by Casey Nicolaw and Trey Parker, choreographed by Casey Nicolaw, with musical direction and vocal arrangements by Stephen Oremus. The Eugene O'Neill Theater seats nearly 900 people throughout its orchestra and mezzanine. Patrons walk into the theater from the right and immediately come into the orchestra section with the stage to their right. The stairs to the mezzanine are on the left. The carpet is a rich purple color with gold laurel leaves swirling throughout. The seats are all royal purple. The walls are deep pink with many gold embellishments. The ceiling forms a dome and several chandeliers hang down from it. At the base of the dome are bas-relief sculptures that depict Grecian women playing a harp. The orchestra is directly in front of the stage in a lower level pit, but just high enough so that the conductor is visible. Character descriptions. Jesus is a white man with shiny, shoulder-length, wavy blonde hair, a mustache, and a beard. He wears long, white robes that have lights which illuminate him from within. Mormon and Moroni are white men with blonde, shoulder-length hair that is feathered around their face and banded around their forehead with a blue cloth that matches their robes. They also wear sandals and wrist cuffs. Joseph Smith wears knee-high black boots, fitted yellow pants, and a blue coat with tails. He also has a white shirt that frills at the neck and a gray vest. His face is chiseled and earnest, and he has long blonde hair that he ties back in a low ponytail. Brigham Young is a tall, thin, austere-looking man in black pants, white shirt, and a long black cloak. He has ear-length dark brown hair. The elders are the perky, eager white boys who have completed their missionary training. They all wear the missionary uniform that consists of black shoes, black pants, a white short-sleeved button-down shirt, a thin black tie, and a small rectangular name tag over their left breast. Except for Cunningham, they are all tall and thin, with neatly slicked hair and impeccable posture. Underneath their uniforms, they wear a temple garment, which is a white, full-bodied underwear that has short sleeves and ends just above their knees. Elder Price is tall, fit, with a clear, shining face, neat blonde hair, and a bright smile. He is coiffed perfectly, almost to the point of looking synthetic. Beneath his bright Mormon exterior lays a disappointment and frustration that displays itself through gritted teeth and clenched fists. Elder Cunningham is a stout, awkward boy with dark, round features, glasses, and a mess of unruly dark brown curls on top of his head. His entire body bounces when he gets excited, and he often stands much closer to people than most would find comfortable. The Ugandans are black individuals who wear a combination of sash dresses, wrap skirts, and a hodgepodge of mismatched shorts and shirts that one would find in the bargain bin of an American thrift store. Some men are bald, with a small cap covering their head, and some men have dreadlocks. The women have small afros or short, dark, curly hair. Mafala is a Ugandan man who has a naturally pleasant demeanor and a wide smile. He wears wingtip shoes, tropical shorts, a gray shirt with the arms cut off, a skull cap, and a necklace. Nabulungi is a Ugandan girl who is thin and attractive, with tight, shoulder-length curls and an innocent and earnest face. She wears cut-off shorts and a frilly purple tank top at first, then a knee-length tattered blue dress. The general is an imposing, muscular Ugandan with an eye patch. He moves authoritatively throughout the stage in tall, yellow cowboy boots, black shorts, a white shirt, and a camouflage vest. He occasionally wears a wide-brimmed hat as well. He, along with similarly dressed guards, have ammunition belts draped across their chests and often have automatic weapons strapped to them as well. The mission president and his two assistants are serious-looking, middle-aged white men with ridiculously tall hair and neat tan suits. Set description. Around the entire stage is a frame of Mormon architecture, much like the Salt Lake Temple. It is comprised of white, pointy diamonds with blue and yellow stained glass in the middle of each diamond. On the top of the frame rests a small golden statue of Moroni in flowing robes, blowing into a long herald horn. Within the frame, the stage is covered by a large screen with painted clouds. The clouds surround a hole through which a bright ethereal light shines. Above the frame and on the right and left walls above the side balconies, there are images of planets in space surrounded by a serene blue star with spotted emptiness. The cloud frame is sometimes lit from behind to show the action behind it with a muted effect. Throughout the show, there is also a black screen comprised of sides that close in from the sides and the top, either leaving a hole in the center of the stage or covering it completely. At the beginning of each act is a pageant. The cloud screen is backlit and characters stand atop a black platform that is used throughout the show. Behind them is a small backdrop showing ancient architecture. Set descriptions. The story begins in Utah at a religious school for Mormon missionaries, two of whom are sent to Uganda, where the second half of the story takes place. In Utah, there is a large backdrop with the Salt Lake Temple in the background, surrounded by rolling, snow-capped mountains. In Uganda, the stage has a complex, multi-level platform that looks to be made of twigs, small branches, and whatever trash looked like it might be used as building material. At the front left corner is a small, dilapidated hut with a door. Behind that are stairs up to a small platform on the left. From that platform is a walkway to another small platform on the back right that can move forward and back. This attaches to a wide platform in the center that often moves forward and back as well. At the front right, there is yet another small platform that sits before Mafala and Nubalungi's small, dilapidated hut, also attached to a small set of stairs that leads back down to the stage. Behind everything is a backdrop that looks like a large, empty desert and a hot sky. The missionary's apartment slides in from the right in front of the Ugandan set. It has a small seating area with a sofa just big enough for two and a wooden chair on the right. Behind the sofa is a chalkboard and bulletin board and a low bookcase cluttered with books and board games on the bottom. On the chalkboard is a chart of all the elders' names with zeros next to them. The door to the apartment is a freestanding door that sits in the center of the stage, angled toward the right. That's it for now. This pre-show description will repeat until the start of the play. If you have any difficulty with this device, please return at once to the representative in the lobby. Shortly, there will be a booming voice heard throughout the theater. This is not an onstage character, but a formless voice from the heavens. Thank you, and enjoy the Book of Mormon.